Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Rise and shine, Atlanta. And happy Red Starbucks Cup Day for those of you who participate. I am Bo Morgan. They call me Squidbilly. She is the first lady of Atlanta baseball, the queen of improv, a French fry connoisseur, Miss Allie Mack. Over there we have the All-American, national champion, former Atlanta Falcon, Michael, don't ask him what the P stands for, Johnson. And with his new whip and his creepy way, Mr. Dylan Dylon Matthews in the house. And together we are the Morning Shift. Morning.
Explain the red Starbucks thing. Am I out of loop on that?
Well, apparently I was too until I went downstairs to get some agua because the ninth floor is a little bit of a third world country these days with no water. And went down there and I saw, I believe it is Kevin. Oh, wait, what? Taylor? I don't know. What's the new morning show?
Oh, Kevin and Taylor.
Kevin.
Yes.
From Star Morning Show. And apparently I'm going to have to change up my time because the time I've been in the mornings, he's in the kitchen. Other than the fact that I just got to talk to people this early.
Wow.
But nice guy. Super nice. Really, really nice guy.
I will have your back a little bit on that. It's tough to talk to people this early in the morning.
I'm ashamed of y'all.
Hold on.
We literally, for a living, turn on the microphones and talk to one another this early in the morning every day.
But y'all are not strange. Hey, let me rephrase it. Y'all, he's not a stranger. I want to say this. He's a really nice guy.
The backpedal begins.
He's a I'm not backpedaling. I feel how I feel, but it has nothing to do with him. Like, he's a super friendly, nice guy. And in fact, he speaks first because I'd be like, what's going on? But no, he's a really nice guy. And so I'll get to that part. But I've known Allie for almost 20 years. I've known Dylan for close to damn near 10. And I've kind of known you for a long time, but haven't. But y'all are family. They're not strangers, but they're not family.
So you're like, just saying small talk. Yeah. In-depth conversation with us is fine, but small talk with somebody that you barely know.
Yes.
Okay. That is fair.
That is fair.
But super nice. He goes, hey, I got the first red Starbucks cup in Atlanta. So apparently I don't know all the details, but it's red Starbucks cup day. I guess it's a holiday season type thing. Hold on. If you know information, I want you to tell me, but I want to set it up first. And so kind of, you know, we talked for a second. He's like, yeah, I got the first one. And I was like, oh, okay. And he's like, I wonder if it would go on eBay. And we talked a little bit. And then he was like, I was like, well, did you like the drink? And he's like, it's like a sugar drink. And
But he
said that the barista, which I actually was impressed when he said the barista. I'd been like, you mean the girl working the register at
the
Starbucks?
Coffee, the coffee lady?
Yeah. He's like, she hooked me up with only half a pump of the sugar stuff. So, but yeah, he's really I was like, yeah, you look like you're a lot better shape than me. I probably would have taken all the sugar in it. Do you know what the red Starbucks cup day thing is, Dylan?
I know of it, yes, that I think it's supposed to, again, of like their holiday season stuff or whatever.
So, yeah, so I was right.
Yeah, yeah. And also, speaking of Starbucks cups, have y'all heard of the craze that went on about the bear cups that they have that everybody was trying to get their hands on? The Starbucks bear?
Yeah, it was like clear.
Yeah, it was a clear bear that you could have your drink in and had the straw and everything. But like, apparently there were so many people. Like, there were like riots basically about people trying to get this Starbucks bear cup.
Hmm.
Starbucks is a good business model, man. Get people hooked on everything that you're selling.
Well. Like a great business model, but I know the baristas like go through a lot of mental stress from all these like secret drinks, like the unicorn drink that will come out and out of nowhere, people are coming up and ordering stuff, and they're
The stress of just having to like you having 10 people at the counter waiting on their drink as you're preparing their stuff, looking
so
at
stressful.
You.
Well, how do you think the chef at In-N-Out feels? I mean, the same thing. All the hidden menus, the animal style and stuff. You guys been to In-N-Out Burger, right?
Yeah, I have, but I don't know that the depth of that is even close. Like, I feel like Starbucks, there's so many different layers to anything that they could do.
I just figured you'd call me out for calling the cook at In-N-Out a chef. But you know what? If you can call a random girl working at Starbucks a barista, you can call a random person working at
anything is possible.
In-N-Out a chef. But yeah, so it's well, I know the person. If you want the very first one sold at Colony Square in Midtown, I know the guy. I can hook you up with that cup if you need it.
There you go.
Okay. All right.
But it's going to cost you somebody's finding that is a finder's fee in this for me.
He was thinking about putting it on eBay already.
Yeah, I think so.
That's fascinating.
So, Dylan, feel free to go buy us red cups from Starbucks if you want. I'll give you my credit card.
Okay.
Make some money on these things.
Yeah, we can flip some cups.
All right, well, here are some other headlines that have happened since we last got to hang out besides Starbucks cups. The Hawks beat the Sacramento Kings last night, 133-100. They're going to play the Jazz tonight. Pre-game is at 8:30 right here on 92.9 The Game. Tip is set for 9. The Jets are in Foxborough tonight to take on the Patriots on Thursday Night Football. Giants announced yesterday that they are going to start Jameis Winston this Sunday at QB instead of Russell Wilson. Jackson Dart remains in concussion protocol. And the Arizona Cardinals wide receiver Marvin Harrison Jr. underwent surgery for appendicitis and will be out this week, maybe longer. Do you guys ever get like a cramp in your stomach? You're like, wait, which side
is 100%.
It? Which side is it? Do I have appendicitis?
100%. And my mom had this seizure like a year ago. She did the same. She was like, I don't feel good. And then she like threw up and then she was like, I need to go. She went to the urgent care and they were like, you need to get in an ambulance, go to the hospital right now.
Oh, jeez.
That's scary. When I was a kid, I got like heartburn. And you know, sometimes heartburn will kind of just feel like it's tightening in your chest. And I was like, nine. I was like, I think I'm having a heart attack. I'd watched too much Sanford and Son. And I was like, oh, it's the big one. I'm having a heart attack. My mom was like, you got heartburn.
You had heartburn as a kid?
Yeah.
Man, that's unfortunate.
Yeah.
I know, that's not something I ever dealt with. That's probably why I'm a shapely fella.
No, I was a fat kid. I was small, but I was also always had love handles. Let's put it that way.
There you go.
I was 130 pounds with love
tire.
Handles my senior year of high school. Yeah.
Yeah, I hear you.
What are you going to do?
I'm with you, buddy.
Now, let's move on to our Falcons. Raheem Morris did speak to the media yesterday, and he announced that Storm Norton is going back on the IR.
Woof. I mean, I don't even know what else to say. Wolf, you know, it was just one of those things where you looked at it at the beginning of the year and you thought, oh, you know, hey, if we can just make it to the bye week, and the bye week comes and goes, and you're like, man, we can just make it this. But, I mean, as far as just the actual guys on the field right now, it's not a huge problem. I think Elijah Wilkinson, has he been Pro Bowl level? Absolutely not. Has he been serviceable? Yes. I think his feet are very good. We've talked about it until we're blue in the face. His feet are very good. His hands are not. He's been fine in the run game. He's had his moments in the past game where he has kind of gotten out over his skis a little bit, head gets out of his toes, leans forward, and he's susceptible to, you know, the swim moves. But the problem therein lies with the depth. And we've talked about Michael Jarrell bringing him over from Seattle, and then all of a sudden he's inactive, and Jack Nelson is that guy. I don't like the depth where we're at the tackle position. And, you know, I don't, for that reason, don't like where we're at the guard position as far as depth goes right now, unless some guys can get back fully healthy. So it is what it is, but, man, you just kind of hold your breath on any given play.
You're spot on. The depth is the issue for me. I'm not sure if Storm Norton was going to come back and necessarily beat out Elijah Wilkinson. I'm not saying that Norton's not better or none of that matters. The fact of it is that Elijah Wilkinson is what? Your 9 starts into the season next to Chris Lindstrom. And why would you just break that up at this point unless it was just drastic need for it? Does Wilkinson get beat every once in a while? Yeah. Guess what? Caleb McGarry gets beat every once in a while. Storm Norton's going to get beat. Everybody gets beat every once in a while.
100%. Caleb, people got to remember what Caleb McGarry was.
Unless you're, an all-pro tackle that is Hall of Fame level at that point in your career – you're getting beat here and there. So it sucks for the depth part, because the last thing I really want to ask Jack Nelson to do is step in a situation like this week with Carolina in town. But the reality is they're a little bit better on their interior, even though Nick Scorton's coming along. But it just sucks from depth.
I'm glad you bring this up, because I envision that if something were to happen to Jake, I'm not so sure at this point we don't see Elijah Wilkinson play left tackle and Jack Nelson play right.
What?
Remember, Elijah Wilkinson started a preseason game at left tackle. And I know that Michael Drell filled in there, but with him inactive, from what I saw at Jack Nelson at left tackle in preseason, that's not what you want. And I think that they would – I get not making two positions weaker, but I'm just not sure Jack Nelson is ready to play left tackle in the NFL. Maybe there's been some big strides during the rookie year. I don't know, but I just don't see that be – like in game, like if something happened in the third quarter, I'm not so sure that wouldn't be the move.
I would honestly just – I would defer to where Nelson thinks he's most comfortable at. Hey, are you more comfortable over there on that right side, or are you more comfortable? And you would, you're better than the way better to talk about that than me, because you understand the limitations some guys have from right side, left side. But I don't think if I feel good about it, no matter what, I keep going back to the fact that Jarrell, the film we watched of him in Seattle was from the right side, and when Jake rolled his ankle in that game, he went right over to the left side.
Yeah. No, and again, he's been inactive. That's my only thing.
Well, and like, I'm not sure if
he's not an
be.
Option during the third quarter, I think that's the what they do. Now, long term, that's a whole different conversation. You know, maybe get Michael Jarrell ready to play, but I don't know.
Well, and all day today, we're going to be talking about the Falcons offense against the Panthers defense. But Michael Penix also talked with the media yesterday. There's a quote that's getting a lot of attention right now. I know Bo's a little bit fired up about the response on it, so we got to cover this. We'll talk about it next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Yep. 6:23 on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Good morning. We are the morning shift. I am Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. Dylan is hanging out behind the glass. I do have a quick question for you guys before we get to the pressers, because I was behind a vehicle this morning that had two bumper stickers. One said baby on board. Cool. The other one said student driver. Okay. I feel like we're conflicting a little bit, and I feel like you only get one. You only get to say caution with one bumper sticker, right?
That's interesting.
They probably had neither. It was probably, I've noticed a lot of student driver ones, and then they're not student drivers, and I'm like.
This is such an exercise in the difference between our personalities. Yeah. It's your skepticism meets my benefit of the doubt, where I'm going, you know, I know that I had a student when I was a high school coach who had a baby brother.
Right.
You know what I mean? And maybe that sticker's been on that car for 3 or 4 years, and they are also in their learner's permit phase or whatever else. I'm like, yeah, it's possible. I think it's funny because both like probably neither one in there, if we're being honest. Yeah, I mean, like, maybe you're right. Maybe you are right. I don't know.
I just think with bumper stickers, there's like an etiquette. You get like one that tells people to back off. You don't get two.
Which one are you more likely to back off of is the question.
Baby on board.
Yeah, same.
You know, student driver, you need to know this stuff.
Yeah, get in the other lane. You know what bothers me about you?
Probably a lot.
No, not a lot, really. But you try to make me out to be like this I feel this. This is what you make me feel. All right, we're going to get in our feelings for a second. Because I feel like you try to make me feel like I'm negative and I see everything half empty. I'm literally the complete opposite. I'm one of the more, like, you know, genuinely in a decent mood, like to be happy about things. People, I just have seen enough negative that I feel like I know what people are about. But I feel like sometimes you project like, oh, I'm negative. I'm not. I mean, is that just a me thing? Or
I think it's not negative. I think it's skepticism, which is a healthy thing. I give way too many people the benefit of the doubt. I'm the kind of guy that somebody walks up and says, F you, and I'm like, oh, he probably had a bad day. You know what I mean?
No,
whereas
like,
I wish in that moment I was more like Bo, where I was like, I've had a bad day too, asshole. You know, like,
whoa.
Yeah, sorry.
You can't say that.
Yeah, sorry.
I mean,
sorry.
All right. You know what? Then I take it back. I give you a preview. I just feel sometimes like I feel like I'm targeted as this negative angry man, and I'm like I'm really not.
It's just a difference in outlook. I think I don't.
Okay.
Know. Yeah.
All right.
I can't. I'm not attacking your character.
I can live with that. So I apologize.
There you go.
If I felt attacked.
Now we're cooking.
All right. Now when we get into this next story, we're going to see this right on display, whether you are negative or not, because we've got this clip from Michael Penix. He had a presser yesterday. It's getting a lot of attention. He was asked kind of, who do you rely on and off the field? And this was his response.
Like mentally, like my fiance, she's always there for me. So I know whenever I get home, it doesn't matter how I play. She's always going to be there for me. She's going to have a smile on her face and give me a hug and make me feel good no matter what. But as far as, you know, as far as like physically the on the field stuff, it's not nobody I'll talk to, like as far as another quarterback or anything like that. You know, I do have people reach out to me. I do have quarterback coaches though back at home that reach out to me as well, you know, tell me, hey, like you need to clean this up, clean that up, you know, and everything will be good. So those guys help me as far as that too. So
I don't know where to start.
Well,
if I'm being real, I don't know where to start.
I'll tell you where I want to start is I can't fathom that he actually and for the record, I believe I want to say it was Allison Mastrangelo that asked the question. It sounded like Allison,
it was her.
Friend of the show.
And when she asked it, he goes, do you mean like on the field, off the field? And she's like, hey, off the field, on the field, whatever, both. I feel like when he answered it, whether he understood what she was asking or not, he went straight to support system away from the team. That's where the answer comes from. I have no clue if there was anything about he answered that in any way or meant to answer it any way about people in the building around him. And so for people to just assume that he's automatically saying he has no one to rely on is garbage. And it's a little bit of just wanting to fulfill a narrative that you already have of the team. I'll watch interactions on the bench. I'll watch Penix sit there and, you know, work with DJ Williams and Zach will come over and go over the iPad. I also watched when Kirk Cousins started and Michael was injured,
mm-hmm.
the one game. And what I saw from that was Michael not being in those meetings, some of those. And I don't know who that's on, because that's to me, that's on Michael. Like, you go over there. Now, that was early in the game. At some point, I did see him over there. So,
yeah, I think you're doing a good job giving the benefit of the doubt in this conversation. I don't. I think it speaks to a wider form of dysfunction. Mm-hmm. I don't know that, and you might be right. This might be one of those situations where he looked at it and said, well, I'm going to talk about people, you know, outside of the building and all that. But my question would be, is if you feel that way about what he said, how do you think DJ Williams and Zach Robinson felt about what he said? Do you think that they listen to that and go, oh, well, I'm glad your quarterback coaches from back home are texting you after the game? You know what I mean? Like, if I'm them, I'm going, dude, what are we doing here? You know what I mean? And maybe they understood, and maybe they're – I think that you look at it and say, oh, well, the relationship's close enough to where they understand what he's talking about. I don't know that it is, and I think one of the markings of that is exactly what you're talking about, where he's off to the other side of the sideline when Kirk Cousins is playing and not involved in those back and forths. And we've seen – look, we saw the mic'd up, and I don't remember what game it was, and I don't know if you watched this, but Kirk Cousins walks up and he's like, hey, man, just keep doing what you're doing. And it was this very surface-level conversation, like, doing a good job, just keep doing what you're doing. And it was, again, that's a very small snippet, but I thought it was kind of a good insight into what exactly the dynamic is on the sideline. It's not breaking down iPad or mm-hmm. Microsoft Surface or whatever it is. I don't know. I hated the answer, if I'm being point-blank. I hated it. To me, there should be no hesitation. There should be no misunderstanding. It should be like, hey, who do you turn to? Well, Zach's in my ear all the time. You know, when I get done with that and I go home, my wife is very understanding. But Zach, DJ Williams, everybody else on the sideline, you know, helping me with my footwork and helping me with my reads.
I think where I would go is the automatic assumption that it's the coaching's fault is troublesome for me, because we're not in the building and we're not in the meetings and we're not on the sideline. It's a two-way street.
What's their fault?
That they're the reason for the dysfunction, if there is dysfunction between him and them. I've always believed this. It's a two-way street. You know, we've heard that, and I'm not saying this about Penix, but there are players in sports that are uncoachable.
I agree.
And you have to want and be receptive to coaching, okay? If I walk in Mike Conti's office and he goes, hey, listen, when we check film, it's called an air check. And if Mike Conti says, hey, I want to pull you in and do an air check over this interaction you and Mike had, where Mike said something he shouldn't have, and why, and I want you to know why I'm holding you accountable. And I went in there like, and he went over it, and I said, all right, and walked out. And didn't interact at all or do a back and forth, just listen to what he said and walked out and said, like that. That's crap. Wasn't my fault. That's not being receptive of coaching, right? Now, the bottom line is you're the problem. You're the one that said that. You're the one that said that. I didn't make you say anything. But the reality is that he might have been wanting to coach me and help me get better in a situation, how we could have handled it. And if I'm not receptive, that's on me. Again, not saying that's Penix, but there are many times in the media where we ask questions and players refuse to answer it for whatever reason and go over here.
Here's what's crazy about what you're saying. I feel like you are backing this coaching staff into a level of accountability that you're almost allowing them to escape from. Like, if he's not coachable, whose fault is that?
Well, that hold on. I'm not making excuses for anyone. I'm saying, though, it's a two-way street.
I agree. You're giving them both sides the benefit of the doubt, which I appreciate.
But
this is where I split from you, because what did we hear after they drafted Michael Penix? The whole contingent went out to Washington. They loved his arm. They loved his field presence. They loved it. Zach Robinson was at that tryout.
Well, I believe, like, Zach Robinson is the reason he was drafted.
100%. So I fall back to it. Okay, if he's not coachable and he's not capable of doing the things you want him to do, that was on your scouting decision. That should have been something that you saw from the jump if that's actually the case.
Well, here's what I'm telling you, though. I don't believe that Michael Penix is not coachable either. I wholeheartedly believe he didn't answer the question the way the question – what the question wanted, which was who in the building is your and who on the sideline during games is your fallback. I think he skated around it for whatever reason, or he just didn't understand it. That's what I believe. The only reason I'm saying that is I'm just making a counter. I'm being a devil's advocate to what you're saying.
Yeah.
But wholeheartedly, if you ask me 100, what I think of the answer, I don't think he understood the question because it wasn't answered like he understood it. The first thing he said was, "My fiance picks me up emotionally and mentally." What is that like?
But is it not still a bad look, though, that
it's
even
a terrible look.
Off the terrible field, look. Nobody's talking to him? Like, if he did truly take it to off the field.
Okay, do you...
Outside of work.
But here's the weird thing for me. I don't, like, do you believe that? Because he and Jesse Bates both talked before the season how off the field they would meet and talk and go over stuff and help each other. And, like, Jesse was helping Michael see things that like, hey, this is what defenses do. So do you believe that no one – am I to believe that out of 53 teammates that no one's gone up to him and been like, hey, man, you're good. Keep your head up.
Do I believe that? No. Do I think it could be a signal of a wider form of dysfunction? Absolutely. I think maybe sometimes when these guys step to the podium, what they're not saying is what they're actually saying.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what my intent is going
to I'll tell you one thing.
Now.
It's concerning – if he understood the question, it's more than concerning.
It's a critical error. That's for sure.
Well, we're going to continue to talk about this matchup coming up on Sunday, but you can join the morning shift. That is us every Friday for the tailgate at home. It's presented by Publix. Bo will fire up the grill, share his favorite game day recipes, and you can share your best work on the grill by tweeting at the morning shift. It's the tailgate at home presented by Feed Your Fandom. Feel the hype this year with Publix. Coming up, an ex-rival coach was invited to Georgia's practice the other day. And we've got my Mac drop. It is Throwback Thursday trivia today. The theme is quotes. There are lots and lots and lots of famous quotes out there. It's next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are the Morning Shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. Dylan is hanging out behind the glass. We're going to get to Throwback Thursday trivia in a moment. But first, we're going to talk about some college football. Georgia Tech is set to play Boston College on Saturday. Brent Key is facing his coaching mentor, Bill O'Brien. Brent played for Bill during his time at Georgia Tech.
Makes a lot of sense, right? I mean,
O'Leary guy. Both of them are O'Leary guys. George O'Leary, who was back at Tech a few weeks ago for one of their games. Yeah, but they're in two different places right now.
Yeah, they
as
are.
Far as team-wise, it's not been so good for Bill O'Brien and his little tenure there at Chestnut Hill.
Yeah, it hasn't. And look, I followed Bill O'Brien's offense obviously very closely a couple of years ago when he was at Alabama. He's an interesting cat.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'll just leave it at that. Like, he was actually the head coach of the Texans when we went down to the crossover that was on Hard Knocks. Remember that?
I do remember that vividly.
It was, the Harry Douglas punch and everything else that was going on that weekend. That was a crazy week with those crossover practices. But, yeah, I mean, look, Georgia Tech's got to handle business. There's no doubt about it. There's no two ways here. This is a must win with everything on the table when you look at what's ahead of Georgia Tech. Go out and handle things. Hopefully not an issue.
I think it really is crazy you forget. Bill O'Brien is still a very good coach. Guy was the OC in New England with Tom Brady when did his little Denver trip, right? I think that's when and then he went to Penn State and literally he took a program that was in just turmoil and started and won. And that then remember
got him up off the mat, man.
That's when he went to Houston and then Franklin took over and was there forever. So Bill O'Brien, even though it's not going well right now, he's still a good enough coach that you cannot take this game lightly.
I agree.
Number 5, UGA will face number 10 Texas this weekend in Athens. Now Kirby Smart had Billy Napier at practice on Tuesday. Remember, Florida did beat the Longhorns on October 4th.
Well, not only that, but did I dream the fact that Napier apparently has taken a job with Georgia as some kind of recruiting analyst now?
Analyst? Okay, I don't know. I didn't see that part.
Yeah, I swear I saw that. So, look, okay, I don't, that's good for Kirby. It's smart. Napier had his team ready to go. They were able to bludgeon Texas in the run game, and it set up the pass game. I even taught Melrose some simplistic stuff, like, hey, if they bring an extra guy in the box to stop the run, you can go over the top, and they did.
If they utilize the nickel as the box defender, then you have to take your shots.
Yeah.
As a Florida fan, do you have a problem with this?
Not at all.
I wouldn't either.
What do I care? And I would take any Florida fan to task if they were complaining about this. So the guy you moaned and complained about for literally the entire tenure of his time there, wanted him fired from day one, essentially. You're mad now because you fired him and he's free to go about his life and do and go wherever he wants? No, it don't work that way. Unless you had something specific in the buyout, which clearly you didn't, that he couldn't go, like some kind of, like in radio. And you have in a lot of businesses, even in sales jobs, you have non-competes. Unless you had a non-compete that says you can't go to another SEC school for a certain amount of years or you forfeit some of your buyout, I couldn't care less.
Yeah.
And neither should you. Get over it.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think it's smart by Kirby.
Speaking of, Florida will play at number 7 Ole Miss this weekend.
Dude, that's an interesting game.
I may or may not even turn this one on.
Really?
Well, I didn't get it.
Y'all had a lot of success against them last year.
Yeah, it was different. That was a different November. This November has not felt that way. I was not eligible to watch, based on the country I was in, any of the Kentucky game. And I'm glad. It was God bless me with that.
That was brutal.
38-7. So I'm gonna watch, but not. It's not gonna be my main focus.
How many Florida fans are just watching to see Lane Kiffin's interactions and everything else going on between the two fan bases? I'm just genuinely curious what the antenna height is on Florida fans in terms of Lane Kiffin right now.
What I would caution Florida fans to do is not put all the eggs in the Kiffin basket.
That's fair.
Maybe you should watch some Missouri games too, because I am resigned to the fact that
check out Tulane a little bit
at any point in time, or excuse me, at whenever this plays out, it's a really good chance I at one point hated the new head coach that's going to come in, which is Trinkowitz and Lane. I actually like both of them a little bit now.
Ooh, Allie, you hear that? If you listen close enough, you can hear Bo backpedal. You can hear him. He's doing the moonwalk away from the Eli Drinkwitz hate that he's put on this show multiple times.
I'm going to have to get over it. I actually have a stronger feeling that he might be the head coach here to come this time next year than Lane.
Would you like that? Is that a home run hire? Inside the SEC,
dude. I am
10-game winner.
Dude, what the hell do I know? I told you Muschamp was a home run hire. I told you that I thought Napier was probably a home run hire. And for whatever reason, the riddle can't be solved at Florida. I'm done saying they're home run hires. I am now on the wait and see hire.
This does feel very, just Florida like to go get a head coach from inside the SEC and. Offensive guy.
And then they fell? Yeah, I mean, what are you going to do? I don't know.
We'll see. Who knows?
Well, and after Saturday, make sure to join Sports Radio 92.9 The Game after each Falcons game for the Falcons Flyover. It's your first chance to call in and react after every Falcons game. It's brought to you by Ticketmaster, the official ticket marketplace of the Atlanta Falcons. All right, it is time for Throwback Thursday trivia. For the season, it is 11-10. Bo is in the lead. Mike Bo's
on a heater, man.
Yeah, I was just about to say.
Me and the Falcons are in lockstep on the losing streak.
Boy, if it would break the losing streak, I'd probably lose. But
I have a bad feeling about this one too. The quotes thing, like I'm like over here just trying to think of one quote. You know what I mean? Like,
I think you'll surprise yourself. Okay. What stands out to me the most, though, about 11-10 for the season is it means we've been doing this for 21 weeks.
Yeah, that's a lot.
What? That's how long I've been here?
How many months is that?
I know. All right, Dylan, as always, help me referee who yells out their name first, because your name is your buzzer.
Aye, Captain.
All right. Here we go. It is famous quotes. Who said you miss 100% of the shots you don't take?
Bo. Michael Jordan.
No.
Oh, then.
Seems like one I should know. I feel like a million different people have said this, so I don't know where the original quote is from. It's got to be from a movie, though. Right? No?
I can't tell you anything.
How long are we going to let this go?
All right, I don't know.
It was Wayne Gretzky, but when you said Michael, I was also going to accept Michael Scott.
Oh, yes.
That's actually
from the
point.
Office.
I should have rocked that one. Wayne Gretzky, I'd have never known. Okay.
All right. Who says life is like a box of chocolates? Dylan? Was that Bo?
Bo, yeah. Okay.
Forrest Gump.
All right. That is one.
That's a big
Bo.
One because I know you knew that one.
Which NFL player said, "I'm just here so I won't get behind"? Dylan.
Bo.
It was Beast Mode, Marshawn Lynch.
Yes.
Dang, I was close on that one too.
All right.
Just a split second behind here.
2-0. Bo's in the lead. What movie is the line, "Show me the money"?
Bo. Jerry Maguire.
Yes, whoa. Why was that just a throwaway Bo?
I was going to say Bo, too. I heard Bo
my
first.
My goodness.
You're just missing it, man. You're just missing it.
Dylan, I think you're just going to have to referee on all of these, basically.
Man, that's crazy.
Okay, which legendary football coach said, "It's not whether you get knocked down, it's whether you get up"?
Mike. Bear Bryant.
No.
Okay, I don't know.
I don't know, but I'll say Bo and Vince Lombardi.
That's correct.
On a whim. Just a Hail Mary half-court shot. Two games down. Net.
I meant to go two games down here. This is just not shaping up to be my day here.
All right, who loves to say, "I just beat your favorite driver"?
Mike. Denny Hamlin.
There you go. Let's go. All right, 4-1. Bo is in the lead. You can't handle the truth.
Mike. Go ahead. I don't remember his name.
Bo, it's Colonel Jessup from A Few Good Men.
That's actually so impressive. And I could picture the scene, but I don't remember his name. But, yeah.
What baseball movie uses the quote, "If you build it"?
Bo.
Mike.
Oh.
Field of Dreams.
That is correct.
I'm right there. Come on.
6-1. Who said float like a butterfly?
Bo. Muhammad Ali.
That is correct. 7-1. Come on, Mike.
I'm trying.
In what movie does Tom Hanks yell, "There's no crying in baseball"? Mike. Dylan?
I actually give Mike that one. Mike got that one in first.
A League of Their Own.
That is correct. What TV show popularized the phrase, "That's what she said"?
Bo. Mm. The Office.
That is correct. All right, it is now 8-2 with Bo in the lead. What is the show motto in Friday Night Lights? The team's motto. Really?
I watched the movie. I only watched one season of the show, and I don't remember.
I have no clue. But I would say, Mike, become legendary. I have no idea.
No idea?
I don't know. I'm not even going to guess. It sounds stupid.
Clear eyes, full hearts, can't lose.
Yeah, that's nice.
What character's motto is just keep swimming?
Mike. Dory, technically.
Yes.
Yes, okay.
That
I was
is
just
correct.
Making sure. Just keep swimming.
8-3, as you're doing right now. Which coach shouted, "How about them Cowboys"?
Both.
Mike. Oh, man.
Jimmy Johnson.
That's
unfortunate, man. I'm all over this.
I've started that, by the way.
Ding.
All right, we'll end on this one. This is often said by Super Bowl MVPs after the game. Bo.
I'm going to Disney World.
That's not technically true. Yeah.
Not true?
I thought it was just like whoever they had signed up at the beginning of the game. It's not always the MVP.
Almost always the MVP.
I thought it was the quarterback. But
It's almost always. I think there's
nice
been.
Nice work. I didn't know those. You're just quicker. Quicker than I
quick
was.
Quick draws.
Got to be quicker than that.
Pew, pew.
Oh, almost had it.
Final score, 10-3.
Man, rough loss. Man.
The season now is 12-10.
It's not looking good for the Falcons this weekend.
Oh, no. I forgot. Oh. What was I thinking? I'm sorry. I'll take the blame.
Tough, man. Tough stuff.
I'm sorry.
All right, coming up, we are going to talk about those Falcons and the matchup that is coming up this Sunday next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business? You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.